submitting readers and audio clips to us remotely. We only have one anchor, which is me these days, and I record and under a pile of blankets in my closet and edit it together for air. But that's what the news is right now. And I've actually even been able to get a couple volunteers onboarded to that system. So, you know, onwards and upwards, as it were.
So if you're like a regular news volunteer and are like, you know, kind of familiar with how the news works, is it still the same? Do you still have producers and writers? Like, is the structure basically the same? What has had to change and what's the same?
The structure is generally the same, yeah. So instead of writing pitches up on the whiteboard in the newsroom, we have a Google spreadsheet that all news volunteers have access to, where producers and everyone are writing up their pitches, taking stories, and we've been able to use remote desktop to still be able to use all of our things in the newsroom, so the producer can still run the run sheet and pull audio clips and make sure everything is formatted the way that it normally would be. We just don't get to see each other face to face, unfortunately.
So how much harder is that to produce a daily newscast? Are you finding that you have to start earlier in the day? Is it more time consuming, less time consuming?
Well, to a certain extent, there's less distractions. You know, in person, there's more things that can pull your attention. So I think in that regard, for me, it's been a bit more manageable. But we do move back our deadlines earlier in the day because the editing aspect of putting all of the pieces together does take a little bit of time. And I you know, try not to freak out too much every day worrying about the edit. We've also reduced sort of the regular newscast down to a half hour. Normally we go for 45 minutes, but we've expanded the news in depth segment to allow for more longer form, you know, interviews and connecting with people in the community about how they're being impacted by COVID-19 and the quarantine, and, you know, it encompasses everything.
Are you still needing volunteers or are you accepting people who want to maybe help out right now with the news remotely?
Yeah, if you're interested in getting involved, putting together audio clips, writing for us, we'd love to have you. The more, the merrier. Just shoot me an email, newsdirector@kbu.org, and I can get you set up.
And if people have not heard the KBU Evening News, shame on you if you haven't heard it yet. When does the KBU Evening News usually air? Although if you're listening to News from the Boo right now, then you already know. But Evening News. When is the Evening News every day on KBU?
5 p.m. on weekdays. So yeah, tune in earlier tomorrow and you'll hear the whole shebang.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you so much, Althea. I know you got an interview to get to, so run away.
Bye.
Thanks for Zooming with us. Okay, next we have, who's next? We'll go with Asia. Asia, our program director, interim program director right now. Asia, how has life been in shut down, stay at home, but still having to be program director land?
It's been really weird because, like, the music programmers are really independent, you know? They don't often need too much help from me. They come in, they do their show, you know? But now, like, it's really weird kind of being the middleman with all that. And a lot of the aspects of my job kind of went out the window when we went into shutdown, like things that I would do physically at the station, like, and then promos as well. We're kind of putting that on hiatus. So things are really different, but I'm really impressed with what the programmers have been able to do and how quickly they learned how to record from home. Because a lot of them, like, had no, like, you know, they only knew how to work, like, the board and, like, the turntables and stuff. So, like, computers were totally out of their realm, but a lot of them picked it up really fast, and I'm pretty impressed.
Yeah, and I'm really impressed by how much they've also been helping each other and trying to figure out how do we do this. Yeah, because so many people, like, you know, in comparison to, say, like, our public affairs shows, so many of our public affairs shows, you know, are pre-recorded. You know, they're long-form interviews, so they can do that ahead of time, versus our music shows are very much traditional radio shows where people are coming in. A lot of them are coming in with stacks of LPs and stacks of CDs, and even some people still come in with cassettes. It's amazing. And they really are physically putting in a CD and fading in one song and physically playing another. So yeah, that whole pre-recording notion is like not a part of KBOO music, like at all. And so yeah, now let's give a round of applause to Asia for working with all your music programmers, and round of applause to all the music programmers for really figuring it out. Because yeah, so many people went from, you know, here I come with my LPs to, okay, here's a 3-hour show that I pre-recorded at home in my closet and I figured it out. So we're really appreciative for those people who have figured it out overnight and are helping each other.
So some people have been sending in extra content, and it's crazy and impressive how much like content people are pulling out of nowhere. Like I don't know if I should name a few people that have just been like top tier volunteers, but you guys have been great.
Yeah, so like if people are interested in wanting to help us kind of fill in some content, because we do have programmers who don't either have the equipment or they're still trying to learn how they, you know, put together 3-hour music show. Music shows are really long on KBOO. So what we've been doing is, if you don't know what evergreen content is, evergreen means that we can play it whenever. It doesn't, you know, have any date specific things in it. So one example is, I'm just going to drop SJ's name, a volunteer, has, you know, given us an hour long MP3 file that is basically just, we call it generic jazz, hour number one. And sometimes he's been, you know, back announcing or not, but basically it's just an hour of jazz music that we can play any time of the year at any hour. I mean, it really helps us out as we're trying to help our programmers and not feel overly pressured to hurry up, get your show in right now, because I know it's a huge learning curve for many people. So we really, really appreciate those people too who are helping us just sort of like fill in stuff. So that's why if you're tuning into KBOO and you're like, what is this show? I usually don't hear this, you know, at 1 a.m. on a Wednesday. Well, maybe it's because like a programmer wasn't able to get something in. And so thank you so much to those programmers or those volunteers who have just been helping us with just creating a ton of content. Like, we've been getting some really interesting stuff. So go, go, go KBOO team for like helping each other out. Okay, so Asia, any tips or advice or things you need to tell your programmers while they're tuning in?
Okay, yeah. So the All Programmer email is going out tonight. And in there, there's going to be a link to a Zoom meeting that Janka will be hosting every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. for anyone that is struggling to pre-record at home. If you have any questions and you want to talk to someone face-to-face,
yeah, Janka's going to be her tech support.
Yes, her tech support. So if you're looking for that, like face-to-face, like answers to your questions, that is going to be a really big resource. So that link will be coming out to you tonight. And as far as help needed, if anyone is interested in editing and putting together a music file, but not actually giving, like not actually wanting to select the music yourself, I do have some DJs who haven't quite grasped it, like converting their sets into one file. So if you're interested in just editing, I really need a lot of editors at this point. But right. Evergreen content is also a really big priority as well. So whatever you can do, really.
And if they are interested in helping out, how do they contact you?
Program@kbu.org.
Okay, cool. So thank you very much, Asia, program director. And yeah, thanks, music programmers. All right. Next in quote-unquote studio, in our Zoom studio, is Tammy, public affairs director. Tammy, how are you doing? How's public affairs going?
It's going well. I have not the best reception in my home, so I am outside. So if you hear like birds chirping and stuff, that's why. Public affairs has been great. And actually, there's been a lot of bird chirping on the public affairs programming because a lot of people are recording in their backyard or recording in, you know, these makeshift studios, like you've been saying. So it's been really, really great. Yeah, like you said, it's not the usual KBOO way, but people are learning and it's thriving, really. It's been really fun.
I feel like public affairs was actually the block of programming that was most prepared to have to go remote, because so many of them are used to either doing field recordings or like recording from home. But then a lot of people weren't. A lot of people do their shows in studio. And so just like the music programmers, applause to them for suddenly having to figure out, you know, how do you record through Skype and how do you do, or like our morning talk show block, like they're
not
in studio. They all have to call in. And so here you have like Cecil and Celeste or Abe and Joe attempting to do a talk show together, but they're not even in the same room with their guests, and it's so many layers, but they're doing great.
It's different, but it almost adds to the rawness and the solidarity that everyone is feeling, you know, because we're all, you know, in our selected areas where we can be. So whether it's in our houses or just wherever it is that we're at. So I think it adds that rawness adds, you know, the rawness of the audio adds to it. And in the beginning, a lot of people were worried about the rawness of the audio. And that was something that people are kind of getting more accustomed to and understanding that, well, you know, it might not be the best quality, but you're still hearing the programmer and you're still, you know, feeling that solidarity. You're still hearing from what they have to say. And it's almost comforting, you know?
I think that you've just done such a great job in supporting your programmers. And I think your programmers have done just such a great job in supporting the community in like interviewing really important people and talking about really important things that aren't being talked about in other places. You know, it's like when you just watch the mainstream news, you know, they're talking about all those things that are important about what's happening, but they're not always talking about what's happening at a local level. They're not always talking about, you know, the things that are the heaviest of topics that are often glossed over because we're in a crisis. So I really appreciate all the interviews that our people are doing about like resources that are out there or putting pressure, you know, on leaders to really be talking about rent and how we're dealing with, you know, having to support our houseless communities right now. So I'm really, really proud of our public affairs and just everything that you're doing to help support them, because they're the ones that are bringing so much of the relevant community news that really needs to be out there right now.
Oh yeah, I know. There's the group of programmers that got together that are doing the noon headlines, both in Spanish and in English. And it's just been like a really, you know, like, and you know, something that kind of, you know, resonates with everyone during these times. And it's great to see that the Portland community, specifically the KBOO community, is, you know, just helping each other out in a way that's both like helpful, informative, but also it's like not just helping the KBOO community, it's also helping like inform other people of how they can either find resources through the website or hear what, for example, artists are doing or what other people who are renters are doing, or whether it is the you know, the evening news, where, you know, like you said, it might be things that are more local that pertain more to what's going on with us, but then also having, you know, the ability to hear an episode of Stage and Studio where it's not as, you know, like just bleak, you know, and not so focused on the situation right now. It's more light and it's more like just gives a different light, you know, just another perception, because although we are, you know, in the middle of a pandemic, life still goes on, you know. So that's,
as always on News from the Boo, way out of time. So but if you ever have questions about public affairs, you want to get involved in public affairs, you can always email Tammy at Tammy, what's that email address?
publicaffairs@kboo.org. And I am always looking for editors. If you'd like to
editors,
edit pieces,
editors,
let me know.
Okay, digital editors. Okay, thank you so much, programming team, for joining me on News from the Boo tonight. And thank you, programmers out there, for keeping those airwaves going. So, yay!
Yay!
Thank you so much. Okay, as always, I'm Jenna Yokoyama. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM and streaming online at kboo.fm.